Hearken, you suitors of the illustrious queen, and let me tell you what the heart within me bids. I beg a special favor of Eurymachus, and great Antinous, too, for his advice was wise, that you now drop the bow and leave the matter with the gods, and in the morning God shall grant the power to whom he may. But give me now the polished bow, and let me in your presence prove my skill and power, and see if I have yet such vigor left as once there was within my supple limbs, or whether wanderings and neglect have ruined all. At these his words, all were exceeding wroth, fearing that he might bend the polished bow. So Antinous rebuked him, and spoke to him, and said, "You scurvy stranger with not a whit of sense! Are you not satisfied to eat in peace with us, your betters, unstinted in your food and hearing all we say? Nobody else, stranger or beggar, hears our talk. 'Tis wine that goads you, honeyed wine, a thing that has brought others trouble when taken greedily and drunk without due measure. Wine crazed the centaur, famed Eurytion, at the house of bold Pirithous, on his visit to the Lapithi. And when his wits were crazed with wine, he madly wrought foul outrage on the household of Pirithous. So indignation seized the heroes. Through the porch and out of doors they rushed, dragging Eurytion forth, shorn by the pitiless sword of ears and nose. Crazed in his wits he went his way, bearing in his bewildered heart the burden of his guilt. And hence arose a feud between the centaurs and mankind, but the beginning of the woe he himself caused by wine. Even so, I prophesy great harm to you if you shall bend the bow. No kindness will you meet from any in our land, but we will send you by black ship straight to King Echetus, the bane of all mankind, out of whose hands you never shall come clear. Be quiet, then, and take your drink. Do not presume to vie with younger men." Then said to him, heedful Penelope, "Antinous, it is neither honorable nor fitting to worry strangers who may reach this palace of Telemachus. Do you suppose the stranger, if he bends the great bow of Odysseus, confident in his skill and strength of arm, will lead me home and take me for his wife? He, in his inmost soul, imagines no such thing. Let none of you sit at table disturbed by such a thought, for that could never, never be." Then answered her Eurymachus, the son of Polybus, "Daughter of Icarius, heedful Penelope, we do not think the man will marry you. Of course that could not be. And yet we dread the talk of men and women, in fear lest one of the baser sort of the Achaeans say, 'Men far inferior sue for a good man's wife, and cannot bend his polished bow. But someone else, a wandering beggar, came and easily bent the bow and sent an arrow through the steel. This, will they say, to us a shame indeed.'